Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to CBS Mornings on this Monday. I'm Gail King.
I'm Tony DeCoppo.
And I'm Nate Burleson.
But right now we're going to take you to Ukraine, where shocking new images from a town near Kyiv have led the Ukrainian president to accuse Russia of genocide. Russian troops withdrew from that town and other communities near the capital, leaving a trail of destroyed military hardware. But they also left hundreds of bodies in the streets, leading to global outrage. Now, Russia denies any responsibility for this. Holly Williams is in southeastern Ukraine in the city of Zaporizhia. Holly, this is very tough to watch when you look at the images of the bodies, many of them tied up with their hands behind the back. It's tough. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Yes, Russian troops have withdrawn from around Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, but there are no celebrations in this country because what they have left behind is sickening. And we want to warn you that our report contains some deeply disturbing material.
In the town of Bucha, the streets are littered with bodies in civilian clothing. Some, with their hands tied behind their back, appear to have been executed. Others are buried in a mass grave. More than 300 residents were killed, according to the mayor. In the village of Kalinivka, Irina Kostenko says the Russians killed her only son, Alexei. The pain is so bad, she says. He was only 27 years old. She says she brought Alexei's body back in a wheelbarrow and buried him by herself in the garden, wrapped in a rug in a shallow grave. Showing a photo of Alexei as a child, she says, "This is my love, my sweetheart." On a highway outside Kyiv, Ukrainian officials say these images show the naked corpses of at least four women. They claim the Russians tried to burn the bodies. There have been several allegations of rape against Russian troops during this invasion. Ukrainian officials say they're investigating. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, accused Russia of genocide, speaking on Face the Nation yesterday. We are being destroyed and exterminated, he said, and this is happening in the Europe of the 21st century. The city of Mariupol has been besieged and bombarded by the Russians for weeks. Thousands may be dead, according to the United Nations. But the horrors there can't be counted because Mariupol is cut off. 17-year-old Ilona and her 10-year-old brother Milan made it out of the city on Friday with their father. We found them sitting silently at an evacuation center, apparently shell-shocked. There were constant bombing raids, constant explosions, Ilona told us.
Were there times that you thought you wouldn't make it out alive?
Yes, she said, but we tried to hold ourselves together. We tried not to panic. Russia's denied killing civilians in Bucha, making the extraordinary claim that these scenes were staged. The Russian soldiers who did this will likely never be brought to justice.
Despite those images and thousands of Russian soldiers reported killed, Vladimir Putin's approval rating has gone up to 83%, according to a recent poll. But Russian media is restricted in reporting the truth about what's happening here in Ukraine, and many Russians rely on state-controlled news. Tony.
Holly Williams with those difficult images from the front there in Ukraine. Holly, thank you very much. The question is, can this be stopped? In an exclusive interview with Face the Nation, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the atrocities a genocide and then outlined a stark choice for the West.
We have been talking for such a long time that NATO, that Ukraine cannot be a part of NATO, and they keep emphasizing this to us when they're saying that NATO countries cannot transfer everything they want to us because NATO countries cannot be part of this war. Although I would like to repeat this again, that you cannot stand in the middle between the evil and the good, the white and the black. This won't happen. You still have to take sides.
Face the Nation moderator and chief foreign affairs correspondent Margaret Brennan joins us now. Margaret, good morning. We heard President Zelensky use the word genocide. Our Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, hesitated, would not use that word in describing the scenes out of Bucha and elsewhere in Ukraine. I'm curious to know why you think he holds back on that term. And also, these images, what do they do to the pressure level that the U.S. and its allies are facing to try to stop what's happening in Ukraine?
Well, Tony, you know, the president of Ukraine used the word very strongly with great passion, but you heard the United States Secretary of State, as you just said, have caution because there is a strict legal definition. There have been only 8 times in U.S. history the American government has actually recognized that a genocide is taking place because, in part, it's difficult. You have to show proof of intent to destroy a group. But it's happened before. Just a few weeks ago, in fact, the Biden administration declared there is a genocide underway in Asia in a country called Burma. They recognize right now there is a genocide underway against Muslims, Uyghurs, in China. So he could choose to initiate this process at the State Department and formally recognize it. Genocide under international law became illegal after the Holocaust in 1946. And whenever you use that word, Tony, it begs the question, what are you going to do about it? And that's the problem here. That is one of the challenges, particularly for the Secretary of State as he heads to NATO this week, because it will add to pressure to act.
Yeah, and there are already sanctions, there are already weapons transfers. The Secretary of State did point out, while he's not using that term, the evidence is being gathered and that legal process you mentioned is being followed. Margaret, thank you very much.
President Biden is calling for congressional action on gun control after another mass shooting, this time in Sacramento. 6 people were killed and 12 others injured early Sunday morning when police say at least 2 people opened fire outside crowded bars in the city's downtown district. The suspects are still at large. Molly Real from our CBS affiliate KOVR has more from Sacramento.
It's become an all too common sight. Hordes of people running from gunfire.
5 people down.
I got another one hit, another gunshot.
This latest crime scene just 2 blocks away from the steps of California's State Capitol building in Sacramento. Investigators say multiple shooters opened fire as crowds were streaming out of closing bars early Sunday morning. While a motive for the shooting has not been identified, police are also reviewing this video of a large fight that broke out right before the gunfire. It's unclear if the two are connected. In the aftermath, family members and friends rushed to the scene to try and find missing loved ones. That's where the father of Devassier Turner learned his son was among the casualties.
As I understand, he walked out the club and he walked into some and got shot.
Nationwide, there have been 120 mass shootings since the start of the year. That averages out to more than 1 a day. And it's the 2nd mass shooting in Sacramento in just 5 weeks.
It is a sickness in our culture, and we must do everything we can to heal that sickness.
Investigators haven't yet said what types of weapons were used in this shooting. This is the worst mass shooting in Sacramento history. Gail.
Wow.
Awful story. Thank you very much, Molly Real, from our affiliate. That's KOVR. Now to the latest air travel disruptions caused mostly by the weather. More than 12,000 flights within, into, or out of this country were delayed or canceled over the weekend. Yesterday alone, there were more than 5,400 flight delays and more than 1,600 cancellations. JetBlue, Southwest, Spirit, Frontier, and Delta all saw at least 20% of their flights delayed yesterday. Southwest was one of the hardest hit carriers because it also had to deal with technology issue that briefly halted the service.
And all that bad weather is far from over. In fact, for the third straight week, the southern U.S. is facing a tornado threat. So for more on all of it, let's get the forecast from meteorologist Stephanie Abrams from our partners at the Weather Channel. Stephanie, good morning. I think the question on everyone's mind is, when is this going to end?
Tony, good morning to you. And sadly, we're just getting into severe weather season. So we have definitely a couple more months of this. As for this event, it's going to be lasting today all the way through our Thursday. And we can show you that stretch anywhere from Oklahoma to Texas, all the way into the Carolinas. And let's break it down day by day, starting with what we're going to be dealing with today. That severe weather threat is going to kick off into Texas, move towards Louisiana, and make its way to the Mississippi River as we head into tomorrow. This is a setup for us. As we head into the afternoon hours, you'll start to see that warm, moist air come up and the system really start to get together as we head into this evening. And then as it progresses eastbound on our Tuesday morning, not only do we have individual cells that could cause tornadoes, hail, and damaging winds, the overall system, this big one, could also cause some damaging winds and very heavy rainfall with that. As we head into tomorrow, it's going to be riding along the I-20 and also I-10 corridors and make its way all the way to the East Coast. Of course, Tony, you can catch live coverage of the severe threat all day on the Weather Channel Television Network.
And I think we will be, as you say, severe weather threat until at least Thursday, and we are heading into severe weather season. We're going to get to know each other real well, Stephanie. Thank you very much.
That we are, Tony.
Well, Stephanie seems nice. Be nice to get to know her a little better. Now let's turn to the Grammy Awards, where the performers with the most nominations went home with the biggest prize. Jon Batiste, you know him from The Late Show with Stephen Colbert on CBS, won 5 of the 11 Grammys he was up for, including Album of the Year, You Go, John. The name of the album is called We Are. Love him. Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, they had a big night too. The Silk Sonic duo's Leave the Door Open won both Song and Record of the Year. Anthony Mason is in Las Vegas, where many of the last night's winners are probably still celebrating. I'm thinking, Anthony, late night for you, but some things are worth staying up late on a school night. It was a great show. Look at Anthony.
Yeah, well, just a little bit of sleep, Gail, not much. Last night's Grammys were, of course, delayed and then moved from L.A. here to Las Vegas because of the Omicron surge earlier this year. But with so many great performances and so many deserving winners, it was well worth the wait.
When I move my body just like this, I don't know why, but I feel like freedom.
When Jon Batiste won the Album of the Year Grammy for We Are, his expression quickly changed from humbly perplexed to overjoyed. He told his fellow nominees, the creative arts are so subjective, there's no such thing as a best artist.
This is for real artists, real musicians. Let's just keep going. Be you. That's it.
Silk Sonic's Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak kicked off the show with their song 777, a nod to the show's Las Vegas setting.
I'ma leave the door open.
But it was their smooth-as-silk hit, Leave the Door Open, that won Song and Record of the Year.
We are really trying our hardest to remain humble at this point.
And I know.
Year-old Olivia Rodrigo performed her heartbreak song Driver's License and drove off with 3 Grammy Awards, including Best New Artist.
This is my biggest dream come true. Thank you so much.
He's the best drummer in the world. We love him so much.
The Grammys paid tribute to Taylor Hawkins, drummer for the Foo Fighters, who canceled their scheduled performance in the wake of Hawkins' death late last month. Billie Eilish also honored Hawkins. Wearing a shirt bearing his image as rain poured down on the Grammy stage. A somber and surprising moment followed later when Ukraine's president Volodymyr Zelensky offered a video message to the global audience.
To all our cities, the war is destroying.
They are legends already, but I have a dream of them living and free, free, like you on the Grammy stage.
It was followed by a performance by John Legend, accompanied by a poet and artists from Ukraine. And in perhaps the performance of the night, Her played a blistering medley, accompanied by Travis Barker and Lenny Kravitz.
So great to see Lenny Kravitz on stage again. Some other notable moments. The Foo Fighters picked up 3 more Grammys despite not being able to perform. They now have 15, which makes them which is the most of any American band. It was a notable night for band leaders and not just John Batiste. Questlove won for Best Musical Film for Summer of Soul. That's just a week after he won the Oscar for that film. And finally, our friends the Brothers Osborne picked up their first Grammy last night for Best Country Duo. So a big congrats to John and TJ. A great night for them.
I thought the whole thing, Anthony, was a great night. I thought Trevor was great. I thought it was very well produced.
Yeah.
There were so many really wonderful performances.
I totally agree, Gail. I thought Olivia Rodrigo's production was extraordinary. So was Lil Nas X with the huge head of him on the stage. Some really great numbers. They put on a remarkable show, especially considering they had to move the whole thing from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Anthony, we appreciate you. You have to go check out that Silk Sonic concert. I'm telling you, it's the best concert I've seen in a while.
You're right.
All right.
It's terrific.
Exactly. He knows.
It's the best concert I've ever seen.
Wow.
There you go. All right.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.